This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. During a news briefing Sunday, U.S. President Donald Trump emphasized the United States will win the battle over the coronavirus and the economy will bounce back. Meanwhile, more than a decade after Washington bailed out big banks, Congress and the White House have been engaged in a new debate over emergency spending. This time, there's more taxpayer money at stake. Lawmakers are debating a nearly $2 trillion rescue package for major industries, small businesses, and individuals impacted by the fast-moving coronavirus. Though more emergency money will likely be needed to tackle the crisis, this package is already far larger than the $700 billion bank bailout President George W. Bush requested in 2008 and the $800 billion his successor, President Barack Obama, sought in stimulus in 2009. Ford Motor Company announced Monday it has decided to temporarily halt vehicle and engine production at factories in India, South Africa, Thailand, and Vietnam in response to the growing impact of the coronavirus. The company said it will continue for several weeks. Just last week, the number two U.S. automaker suspended vehicle and engine production at manufacturing sites in continental Europe. Italy chemical workers in Lombardy say to hold a one-day strike Wednesday because the government decree on coronavirus allows too many firms to remain open. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit us at voanews.com or to download our convenient, easy-to-use app. Many stories on coronavirus and more. This is VOA News.